Hello, the Swipe Minutes with the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 10. So we've been taking our scripture from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful. And the quick there is what? Alive. It's living, breathing, moving, reproducing, eating. Is that a curse? Is eating the curse up? Don't worry. He's eating the curse up. And powerful. The Word of God is alive and powerful. So we are looking at the word powerful. And I said, what kind of power is there? And I showed you how when God wanted to do the greatest miracle, that is, God was going to become a man in the womb, a baby in the womb of a human being. God was going to become a man. What did he do? He sent an angel, not with lightning and thundering, but with his word. Because his word is more than lightning. His word is more than thunder. His word is more than fire. His word is like a hammer. This is alive and powerful. So the angel spoke all these words. And I read from Luke 1, 28 to 33, where the angel came in and said, "Hail, you are highly favored." He said, "Hey, right, what manner of salutation is there?" Casting their mind, the angel began to let out the words and said, "Fear not." Anytime God comes to you, the first thing we say, don't fear. Fear is that little thief that opens the door for the big demons to come. I like saying, "Fear, you are not my relative. Don't come here. I am not related to fear. Shut up and get out of my sight in Jesus' name." No fear. Hallelujah. "Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with God and with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb." And said all those words. So all the words of prophetic words concerning Jesus now were available. Coming straight. We will go into that, where the word of God entered the womb of Mary. And how can you say that you want a baby and you can't have a baby? It cannot be. Enter the womb of Mary. This word enters kidney, can then will enter your kidney, will enter your liver, will cause your liver. They say it's what? A liver trouble. That liver trouble has ceased. The word is finding its way into your liver right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Migraine headaches. No. They stop today. Maybe just before your period, you will cramps and you are crying. No! Vomiting. What's the meaning of that? Why? Oh, the word of God has taken care of it. Pump the word. Pump this power. Pump this power. Pump it. Keep pumping. Keep pumping. Now that you have this podcast, it's just 5 minutes. And you have 24 hours in a day. 5 minutes. 5 minutes to get this. Oh, God, have mercy. You already had mercy. It's men who are not allowing themselves to receive your mercy. And so, what happened? Then Luke 1:38. God brought his word. Let's look at the response of Mary. Then you can understand why a miracle will happen to one and a miracle will not happen to the other. Then people say, "Oh, God healed this one, but didn't heal." Who told you that God didn't heal? You don't understand the word. Who said God didn't heal? Healing came to everyone. There was one man of God who was arguing with God like that. Said, "You shall lay hands on the sick," Mark chapter 16, "and the sick shall recover." This man of God said, "Lord, you know, excuse me, but sometimes we lay hands on the sick and they don't recover." He said, God became angry. He said, "What are you saying? Are you saying I am a liar? That when you lay hands on the sick, sometimes they don't recover. And I lied when I say they will recover. Which is which? Am I lying? Am I a liar? Am I a liar? Am I a liar? I say when you lay hands on the sick, definitely 100% the sick shall recover." He said, "Oh God, but I can give you instances of
people, members of my church who came here, I laid hands on them. I went to their homes and they did not recover. Some of them died. Then God said, so are you saying, are you doubting my word? Are you questioning the integrity of my word? I was like, ah, God is trying to bully him into accepting that whenever you lay hands on the sick shall recover. Then he said to him, when you lay hands on the sick, they recover. Said that they do not all. Say, I say they recover. Say, it's not. Say, God said they recover. Then God said something to him that changed his life forever. He said, every time you lay hands on the sick, recovery is there. It is whether the person will accept the recovery. It's a reception. People's receptions differ. Differ. Sometimes when you even you call somebody, you see that the receptions, you stand here is different. You go there is different. You're blessed. Bye.